This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thank you for joining us here on a Wednesday here on GLS. Sometimes I just more. We actually, this is a perfect time to bring up the bumper music as well. I think we don't bring up the bumper music. We do use PodSafe music for our bumper music. Yes, if you didn't think it was obvious, yeah, it's a thing that happens, you know, not being able to play licensed music. But, you know, some of them are fun. That was a fun little musical bit. Speaking of musical bit, we are going to peel back the curtain here just a second, because I was doing some mic tests before the show, and you know, we are a fun broadcast. We broadcast here for 2 hours, you know, we prep the show, we do the run sheet, which is an internal little thing here at GLS, and it's amazing some of the stuff that we come up with sometimes. That I come up with, actually, in fact, yeah, I have a big mouth, and yeah, I tend to do things to kind of put myself in a little bit of a box. So I have for you 36 seconds of what is going to be the best clip I think anyone has ever heard in recent history. It's 36 seconds of me doing Drake. Enjoy.
All right, testing 1, 2, 1, 2. You should call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling. That can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling. That can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city.
Yeah, that was me, ladies and gentlemen. There is a setting on my broadcasting software here that allows me to raise and lower people's voices if they so desire to, because masking people's identities is apparently a thing. So, you know, enjoy what you will of that. It was amazing. I had everyone laughing here in the studio. Meanwhile, penguins! Yeah, clip that out too. Staff at the Melbourne Zoo discovered a grisly scene in the zoo's penguin exhibit this morning when 14 penguins were found. Hello, big boy. Wow, okay. Wow. Alright, I shouldn't be cheering a penguin massacre. Oh my god. I thought, okay, clickbait, ladies and gentlemen. Do not click on clickbait, because the headline reads, Penguins Found at Melbourne Zoo. So, of course, I wrote the tease for this broadcast for two segments, which I only used one of them, for two segments about fluffy penguins being found at a zoo. Now, no, ladies and gentlemen, you are probably thinking, cute, fluffy, found in the zoo, but you would be mistaken, much like me, they are found mauled to death. I don't know what to do with myself. This is embarrassing. Why on earth would they bait me like this? I don't understand why people use baiting headlines, but you know what? I've told you the story now. I might as well just tell you the story. And I feel terrible that I've endorsed mauling penguins. But anyway, 14 penguins were found mauled to death by a fox. Bodies were found today. After a fox broke into the exhibit overnight, 15 penguins survived the rampage and have all been checked by the zoo veterinarians and have moved into a secure area. His manager, Justin Valentine, says that the surviving penguins were uninjured and they are all settling in their temporary accommodation. Keepers at the zoo have suspected that in the past week the fox managed to enter the zoo, but traps and cameras have unsuccessfully located. Additional measures have now been taken to further fox-proof the zoo. I mean, okay, two things are at play here. One, don't read it. Don't read too much into a baiting headline, you know, because some people might take that the wrong way, you know. I did. I mean, it's embarrassing. You know, I tease the story. I have it written here. I have it here. Penguins found at zoo. That's the headline. And what I read, long and behold, it's about mauling penguins. But second of all, why didn't the zoo have rabbit-proof fences anyway? It's confusing. No one will ever know why, but pray will you for the penguins. Pray for the penguins. And that sums up our broadcasting day. Thank you everyone for joining us. It's 11:59.